This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 23rd, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with two stories. The first is one I wrote. The title is, In Georgia Senate Elections, There Is No Winning With Your Reputations Intact. Kelly Loeffler began 2020 by becoming Senator Kelly Loeffler. When she aspired to be a Georgia U.S. Senator, I am sure she never imagined she would be in the midst of a national fight for political control of the U.S. Senate, but that is where she has found herself. Because of the high stakes for Senate control, she is in the eye of the storm turning over Georgia. Amidst the twirling, swirling of the campaign, there is mud flying everywhere. Some of this mud sticks, some of it washes right off with a little rain and some sunlight. Sometimes it seems like there are two twisters over Georgia. One is her fight with Reverend Raphael Warnock, and the other is the fight of incumbent David Perdue with challenger John Ossoff. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The second story is from JLN's Tom Thompson. The title is, Hemp's Future Twists and Turns Go Beyond Current CBD Marketplace. Our friends at Pan Exchange have included, along with their usual invaluable market insights, a year's-end forecast to get us started thinking about 2021 in their December Hemp Benchmarks Analysis report. A quick spin around the report's data and graphs shows that the CBD market still seems glutted. That is, if we look at the prices for CBD biomass distillates and isolate that Pan Exchange reports are stuck in the basement. Retail prices for products in which CBD is the key ingredient have yet to respond much to the fall in ingredients price. Since legalization, most hemp has been grown to produce CBD, and CBD is hemp's biggest conundrum. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. The JLN team wishes you happy holidays. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, we wish you Merry Christmas. We hope the spirit of the season of hope, peace, love, and joy surround you and your loved ones for now and the coming new year. We'll be publishing JLN tomorrow, but not on Friday, Christmas Day. We will publish JLN every day between the holidays, but not on New Year's Day. We will not be publishing JLN options between the holidays. I don't like to write about politics, but I felt compelled to do so as I felt our industry was being unduly misrepresented by the criticism of Senator Kelly Loeffler's trading history. So I wrote about it. See the link above for my commentary. Scott Knutson of Cove Trader says it's not too late to get into crypto, and his firm has a position available for a back-end engineer. The new bill passed by Congress gives a second draw of PPP loans/grants to firms that can show a quarter in 2020 that was down 25% or more than 2019. Firms must also have 300 or less employees. The Wall Street Journal has written a nice Q&A about the bill and the PPP program elements it includes. My family would generally go to a late-night Christmas Eve church service at our home church. When we were younger, we would sometimes go back to the church in Glenview, where Cheryl and I met, and we both sang in the choir. This year is unique because of the pandemic. Not only will we be watching the virtual service for our church, St. Peter's in Elmhurst, Illinois, but we will also be able to watch the other services in town, or our old church's service will also be available online and will be recorded for replay at any time. It is a unique opportunity to hear the Christmas message from a variety of ministers and churches. Last, we had no new donations to the JLN GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Ripple is being sued by SEC for selling XRP without registering it as a security. The company has been around for a long time, so it's interesting the SEC chose now to file the suit. Perhaps it's because Ripple has been making a big push to sell lots of XRP this year. Despite remaining one of the top cryptocurrency companies by market cap for years, XRP has been struggling to maintain its price point and market cap, Matt Rabel reports. It's almost time to turn that calendar to 2021. January is starting to fill up. At the end of next month, on January 27th, the FIA is hosting its 2020 Annual Trends in Futures and Options Trading Webinar presentation. Registration information is available in today's newsletter. This was reported by Suzanne Cosgrove. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. In coronavirus relief bill, Congress also curbs surprise medical bills shots. Most Americans tell pollsters they're worried about being able to afford an unexpected medical bill. Late Monday, Congress passed a bill to allay some of those fears. The measure is included in a nearly 5,600-page package providing coronavirus economic relief and government funding for the rest of the fiscal year. Specifically, the legislation addresses those charges that result from a long-running practice in which out-of-network medical providers, from doctors to air ambulance companies, send insured Americans surprise bills, sometimes for tens of thousands of dollars. 5,000 pages long, there's a lot of fat and pork in this, no doubt. The darkest days are ahead of us, Biden warns about COVID-19 pandemic. This is a story from NPR. President-elect Joe Biden warned Tuesday that the coronavirus pandemic will get worse before it gets better. Our darkest days in the battle against COVID are ahead of us, not behind us, Biden told reporters during a year-end news conference in Wilmington, Delaware. He said that Americans, when united, could overcome the crisis, and he called the first vaccines being administered a good thing. But he noted that distribution of the vaccines is one of the biggest operational challenges the country has ever faced. My comment, the winter solstice was earlier this week. I hope he was talking about that. IOSCO publishes report on education of retail investors regarding risks of crypto assets. The board of the International Organization of Securities Commissioners today published a report that seeks to help regulators inform retail investors about the risks and characteristics of crypto assets. Crypto assets carry risks that retail investors may not fully understand, increasing the chance of losses on investments in these assets. The IOSCO report, titled Investor Education on Crypto Assets, identifies an array of possible risks to investors, including such things as lack of market liquidity, volatility, partial or total loss of invested amount, insufficient information disclosure, and fraud. I said it's crypto's day at IOSCO. Here's a story from Brookings, or a report, Restoring Trust, 5 Steps to Reduce Congressional Conflicts of Interest. It's past time for Congress to limit trading and outside business activities for its members and staff. Our democracy is undermined when the public questions whether government officials are personally profiting off of their government positions. Unfortunately, we have seen members of Congress trading extensively in stocks while also holding hearings, writing laws, and funding regulators that directly impact those stock prices. And we have also seen outside business interests of Democrats and Republicans benefit from federal programs and activities. Both financial trading and outside business activities present clear conflicts of interest that undermine trust in those officials and in the government overall. Both should be limited far more than they are today. It's a timely piece from Brookings. Here is a story from the FT. The 12 days of Christmas for canny investors. From Partridge to Drummers, a seasonal guide to plum funds. It might be tempting to splurge on Christmas gifts and treats, especially if this particularly bleak midwinter sees you far from loved ones or feeling lonely, and you have surplus funds sitting in the bank. A different kind of 12 days of Christmas gifts. Here are the top 3 most read stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the New York Times feature profile of a now familiar subject, Kelly Loeffler, a Wall Street senator with a hard scrabble pitch. The number two story was more industry specific. CFTC grants One Chicago LLC request to vacate DCM designation. Number three was the most unusual, a photo of a materials exchange staff in the middle of LaSalle Street in Chicago. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site now has 195,557,133 pages viewed, with 24,755 pages. There have been 227,509 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.